I just found out that a work group chat that Heidi Garner is the latest cast member to leave Saturday Night Live. And the reason why it was brought up in a work group chat in the first place is because she stars in an ad for one of the clients that we work on. I'm gonna let you figure out who that client is. And Heidi is the latest SNL cast member to be leaving the show in the last 2 weeks. Devin Walker, Emil Joaquin, Michael Longfellow. Today, Michael Longfellow, we found out, is leaving SNL. This shouldn't come as a surprise or a shock, given that in the last 50 years, people have come and go from Saturday Night Live. We also have gotten news that some of the writers who have been around for the last 5 years have also left too. And Heidi has made a few appearances in supporting roles here and there in movies and TV shows outside of SNL. One of that comes top of mind is Shrinking on Apple TV Plus. And she's incredibly talented, she's incredibly funny on the show, and she's going to do fantastic work outside of SNL, wherever that is. And with that being said, I wonder if Bowen Yang and the rumors around Bowen Yang leaving SNL could be true or not. In my opinion, he is NBC Universal's golden goose right now. Golden child, if you will. Especially coming off of the success of the Las Culturistas Culture Awards that had its first airing this year. And he's part of the supporting cast for Universal Pictures' Wicked. He's also the only cast member in the last few years to get an Emmy nomination for his work on the show. Will I miss him immensely if he leaves the show? Absolutely, but I will not be surprised either. And it's no surprise that SNL has had a reputation and historically have built careers off of incredibly iconic actors and celebrities that we know today. Eddie Murphy, Adam Sandler, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, the list goes on. Is it a little concerning that all these cast members are leaving a month or so out from the season premiere of the 51st season of SNL? Maybe, but possibly that's just show business, kid. I'm trying to think about the best for these four, and I can't wait to see what they do next. And this is also a potential indicator that we are getting new cast members for the 51st season as well. So we'll see who those will be.